Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Seoul Stock Exchange opens down almost 2% after South Korea's president imposes martial law, then lifts it after parliament rejects it. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
In terms of what's going to happen to this South Korean president, it was described to me as a Hail Mary. He was facing impeachment. This is probably going to be quickened. As far as the U.S. is concerned, it's business as usual.
Shenghua Wen, a Chinese national living in California, is charged by feds with buying and exporting guns and ammo. U.S. Attorney E. Martin Estrada.
Wen was working on behalf of the North.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as Big Ten basketball starts tonight. The 8-0 Wisconsin Badgers opening up conference play against the 6-1 Michigan Wolverines, winners of five straight, including the Fort Myers tip-off. They emerged champions just like the Badgers did a year ago. Wisconsin coming off a win on Saturday afternoon against Chicago State. Now everything ramps up as the Badgers host the Wolverines tonight. Wisconsin ranked 11th in the polls, both AP and coaches. Michigan ranked 23rd in the coaches poll. About an hour away from the opening tip. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Play.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Badgers pregame show, joined now by Jesse Temple of The Athletic as the Big Ten schedule begins, and really a good stretch of the
meat and potatoes, so to speak, of the schedule, Jesse, with Marquette Saturday, going to Illinois, going to Indianapolis to play a Butler team that's off to a real good start. I suppose now you start to get a better idea. They've had some obviously really impressive performances, Arizona, Pittsburgh, to name a couple. But this is really a good learning stage now these next couple of weeks, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for Wisconsin to figure out what it's capable of when you get into some tougher stretches. And look, we've seen the Badgers get off to great starts the last couple seasons, but when they get to closing time in the Big Ten, it's a little tougher. And this is a Michigan team that's got one loss, has won five straight games, and is coming off a championship in the Fort Myers tip-off, including beating a ranked Xavier team. So this is going to be a great week if you're a Wisconsin basketball fan to watch some pretty high-level games.
Yeah, and against a team their own size, literally. They put a couple of seven-footers, Michigan does, in the starting lineup. Another 6'10 kid comes off the bench. I've heard Brian Butch talk about this. If you know, he hated going up against smaller teams. Part of this non-conference for Wisconsin, it happens every year. You face teams where maybe as tall as they get are 6'6", 6'7". So this will be interesting now. Arizona brought, you know, they started a couple of bigs, and now they're going to face it with Michigan. This is going to be a different kind of test for guys like Stephen Crowell and Nolan Winter.
Exactly. Those are the two guys who come to mind where you want to show how much you've improved in the offseason in terms of increasing your physicality and confidence and toughness. This is one of those matchups. I think we've seen in years past, Wisconsin sometimes gets in trouble with the real physical, big-bodied guys in the Big Ten. But if the Badgers can weather this storm, I think it'll tell you an awful lot about this team, because these are two teams that certainly can score, both averaging 80-plus points per game, and I would expect it to be pretty entertaining.
And as good a defense as Wisconsin probably is facing the way Michigan, and then they'll face it all over again Saturday with Marquette. I don't know what you get out of the last game. You know, Chicago State's not a good team, but through the first eight now, I'll just circle back. I think we've gone down this path before, but the most impressive thing, and let's take John Tanjay out of the equation here. I'll just say, what's the second biggest thing that has stood out to you about how this team has become an 8-0 team?
Yeah, I was going to say, Matt, John Tanji is one of the scorers of the college basketball season. The fact he's averaging nearly 23 points per game and ranked seventh in the country in scoring is just truly remarkable. We do not see that very often from Wisconsin. So taking him out of the equation, I think it's the complementary basketball that they're playing. Because, yes, Tanji has been a great story, but it is not just him. You get three or four different guys who are capable of leading this team in scoring, and I think Greg has very quickly found a rotation that has worked. And I did not think at this stage the Badgers would be as advanced as they are as a team.
No, you're right. And they've won these last couple of games. They're 15 of 50. From the three-point line here in the last couple. Now, Chicago State, but to be able to, go 0-for in the first half against Pitt and then heat up a little bit in the second half. So as reliant as they are on making threes, it appears, at least at this early stage, to not be the be-all, end-all. They can still score in other ways, most notably at the three-point line, or at the free-throw line, beg your pardon. But they have an ability to get to the rim. They shoot a lot of threes, but they can win without making a ton of.
Yeah, obviously when you shoot more threes, it gives you a greater opportunity for some offensive rebounds to keep the possession alive. And so that makes the percentage perhaps less important at times, but you're right. And we've talked about this before, but the strategy this year offensively is take open threes and get most of your shots at the rim if you can, which obviously gives you a higher percentage opportunity. And if you're aggressive at the rim, you're going to get to the line. It certainly helps to have a guy like Tanji leading the charge there when he's hitting 95% of his free throws. I think, Matt, we've seen certain years past where your leading free throw getter happened to be one of your worst free throw shooters percentage-wise, and that's not the case this year. And that makes such a huge difference, especially when you get into Big Ten games that could be one or two possession type games.
Yeah, in large part because of what Tanji's doing, the Badgers lead the country in free throw shooting percentage. He is Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll talk again Saturday before the annual game against Marquette. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight. We'll check in with John Blackwell in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Continuing with our pregame coverage as the Badgers get ready to open Big Ten play against Michigan tonight. Time for our spotlight as we visit with sophomore guard John Blackwell out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. Certainly had a very good freshman season for the Badgers in helping them to the NCAA tournament. Now into the starting lineup. The role has changed, and he is doing a nice job of adjusting to it.
I think now they see me at the point guard position. Last year I was more of a 2-3, two-way player. Finding my spots, finding where I can score. This year, ball's more in my hand. I mean, I'm getting it late clock. I'm scoring more of a leader out there with that point guard position. So, yeah.
It's a fun offense to play in, too, right? I mean, we're seeing the point production, but the way with which you guys are getting those points, it's got to be a lot of fun to be a part of, isn't it?
Oh, of course. It's more fun playing with guys you, like, enjoy playing with. And we're sharing the ball, and we're just having fun out there playing together. Obviously, we're taking the game for real serious. But when you're just having fun out there with the guys, getting up shots and defending and beating teams, I mean, what more can you ask for? Yeah. And your coach has so much trust in you that we're going to get it done. So, yeah.
You know, part of that, too, I was talking to John Tanjay about this. There's no panic with you guys. I mean, John's been around. Stevie's been around. It's your second year. But even if a game doesn't start well, you guys don't seem like you freak out. You just kind of stick with it, and things tend to work out well.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of basketball to be played. Like, my dad told me that as a youngin'. I mean, even when I was watching college games, I was like, oh, this game over, Dad. They're losing by 15. And he's like, oh, the game's not over. It's a lot of basketball to be played. So I just tell the guys, like, as me as a point guard, I gotta weather the storm. I got to tell everybody it's going to be all right. I mean, last game we were down 14. I told the guys, it's going to be all right. It's a lot of basketball to be played. So, yeah, just we just have a bunch of vets around that's been around the game so long. And then I know I'm a sophomore, but I think for myself, I have a high IQ that I've been around the game. Like, just slow down, take a breath, and we're going to be okay. And I think that's what we did the last game.
I remember talking to you last year, and you lean on your dad a lot, and as well you should, about basketball, about life advice too, I'm sure, but basketball advice. Having lived through it now as a freshman, what are the biggest things that you were able to take away last year that's helped you this year?
Last year, just mentally being prepared for each game. Every game has a new obstacle. Whether you're not scoring it, how are you going to impact winning? Whether you're scoring it, how are you going to finish out? Because your scoring don't matter if you don't win the game. So I think those, as a young player, I just want to get buckets sometimes. Just focusing on that, and then the mental aspect of just being a leader, picking your teammates up at all times, even if you're having a bad day out there. And then the last thing, I obviously seen it from my vets and just guys that were for me, team care of your body as how many minutes you're playing. I mean, I think, I don't know how many minutes I'm averaging, but I look and it's 35, 40 sometimes. You got to take care of your body so you can perform on a night in, night out basis at the same way or better. That's how you just take care of your body.
Talking to John again, Tanjay, he was struck by the chemistry of this team. And it seems like, you were mentioned, it's not just about scoring. I mean, fans see guys who may not even get in the game, but when the game is secured, they're thrilled.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to play. But is that are we seeing that right? It just seems like everybody is really pulling for each other. If you're having a big night and somebody else is barely seeing the floor, that guy barely seeing the floor is thrilled for you. That's a pretty special thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think honestly, it's honestly a blessing. I mean, everybody just loves it. I think it just comes from love. I mean, we just love each other and we don't care who's scoring. Just imagine, as long as we're getting the job done winning, and then we're all enjoying each other at the end. I mean, because there's no better feeling than winning. So, like, and I know everybody in this locker room hates losing, so we're trying to do everything in our power to win the game.
And already at this fairly early stage of the season, you've seen all kinds of environments. You know, the craziness of the Arizona game, the craziness of no shot clock and flickering lights and maybe 1,000 people in a ballroom. Yeah. But that all helps, right, moving forward, trying to get to where you want to go.
Yeah, obviously, there's going to be way more obstacles, way more tests that we got to go through. But I think we've done a great job as a group weathering all the chaos that's going on. And we just come out and we prevail.
It's Badgers sophomore guard John Blackwell, and that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stick around. The Notebook is up next as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S., If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours. When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badgers pregame coverage continues. Big Ten opener tonight, Wisconsin against the Michigan Wolverines. We welcome back Charlie Wills. Be back with us for some games again starting tonight. As Butchie's got his clip-on tie on down in Bloomington, there's no way he tied that himself.
No way. No way. He's not skilled enough to do that or fashionable.
No, he's a TV star tonight. Indiana against Sam Houston. They've hit halftime for that game, by the way. The Hoosiers lead 42-25. Let's get our first chance to visit with you, Charlie, on our broadcast this season. I know you've been watching this Wisconsin team. What's jumped out about it to you about how they've gone about being an 8-0 team?
I think John said it really well in his pregame. They just love to win. They just don't care who has the big night or whatever it is. They want to win worse than anybody else, and they don't get down about it, right? They got down 14 against Pitt. I didn't see a panic at all. I don't know. You were live on the game. Like, I didn't see a panic. So, to me, I think that is why they're 8-0, is because they're taking the success of the guys that are here. They implemented a whole bunch of new guys, and they've blended that so quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll get Greg Gard's thoughts on that in a few minutes. And it seems like that's been happening with Michigan, too. 11 newcomers there, 7 transfers, 4 freshmen. You got 7 newcomers here. It is early, and you want to see how they handle the bumps in the road. But to be able to come together like this, because not every high-profile program can say that this
no.
season.
You also got to lean into your coaching staff. When you got Estizma, you got Kirk Penny, right? You've got all these guys, Reef. You've got guys that are well-seasoned in the program. A, they played here. They went to high level. Some of these guys played professionally at a very high level. And then you're able to bring that staff together. I forgot Krabby there, sorry.
Yeah.
But you bring that whole group of guys together, they know and understand what to do. And I think that's why it went together so quickly.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you say that, because I look at this staff too. And it's, you know, Lance Randall comes in. He may be new to the University of Wisconsin, but he knows, obviously, knows he's from here. He knows the state.
Yeah.
Sharif Chambliss. They got the blend of institutional knowledge, but they've also got fresh ideas.
Yes.
Too. That seems like a perfect combination to have if you can get it.
Yeah, you said it really well. Bringing in Lance with his almost 30 years, right, mm-hmm. of coaching experience.
Yeah.
So he and Gard, I think, have the foundational pieces, and they bring in the younger guys that have the ability to connect with these guys on a different level, fresh ideas, etc., that I think has really gelled well.
We get into conference play here tonight. They've been doing this here for several years, where you have 2 Big Ten games in the month of December. The Badgers will be playing at Illinois next week. And I know there's always the, you know, the national perspective as media fans, like, okay, just get me to March. But conference games mean a lot. I mean, you have great games, great arenas. You played it. You lived it. You held up a Big Ten championship trophy. Give us a feel for, every game matters, obviously, but when you jump from a non-conference game and now you're into league play.
Yeah, the dial just got turned up, and not like 1 degree, like 50 degrees. They know that. You got some guys that are veterans. When you step on that court, there's a different expectation. When you enter the Big Ten, and it means a whole lot. You're fighting for that Big Ten Conference Championship, which I know all these guys want to taste, because there's a lot of teams in front of them that did that. And so I think that's what you see when you come to Big Ten play. And I know people like to skip it. There's so much learned in December and January that we get to see then in March. So I like this part of the season.
An 18-team league now.
It's just massive.
You know, obviously with the L.A. schools and then Oregon and Washington. Leagues used to get labeled, okay, this league plays this way. You can't do that anymore now. You're going to have such a variety with 18 teams. And you could be pretty good and be 12th or 13th, right?
I mean, you could
it looks like the makings of a deep league.
I think that's what it did. It broadened us East Coast to West Coast. It brought all the different styles, just like you mentioned. And I think it brings a huge lens into kids that are thinking of coming into the Big Ten. Now you're on a bigger stage, right? You come to the Big Ten, you're playing every night, you're on some kind of big broadcast. That's what we all dreamt of as kids, mm-hmm. not necessarily the TV, but the arena side,
sure.
of it, right? You wanted to play in front of 18, 19, 20,000 people because you wanted to prove you were that good.
Test yourself in the toughest environments. You know, either obviously you have the crowds for you here, and
15, 18,000 rooting against you on the road. Got to ask you here. You see Bo Ryan's name on a banner in the rafters. Later this season, your Final Four team is going to be recognized. Time flies. Does it seem like yesterday that you were in the Final Four, and then a couple years later, Bo Ryan's barking at you? Does it seem like yesterday, or does time really fly?
It honestly flies. Yeah. It honestly flies. I can't believe it, since that time in 2000, that we're going on 25 years. It doesn't feel like 25 years, but that also tells to like how much I think, I mean, you probably heard it from a lot of the other guys, we love being here. We love that we got to play here and experience this. And you don't feel like you've left that era ever. And maybe it's just I like to be 20 years
forever
old forever
young.
In my mind. But really, it doesn't feel that long. And got to see Coach Ryan. I was at the game. And to see that all go down and to see what has happened over the last, 25, 30 years with college basketball here at Wisconsin. And I know what happened before that with some of those generations in the 90s.
Sure.
They got it started.
Yes.
But, man, what an absolute blaze this has been.
Well, the thing is, too, you still look like you could play. I see Mike Kelly here from time to time. He still looks like he could play. It's kind of disgusting for the rest of us who got really old and soft. I mean, and you guys still staying in shape. I mean, come on.
It's only because we're chasing kids, Matt. I've been running around all day.
Some people work treadmills. Some are chasing the kids. I understand. He's Charlie Wills. He is with us tonight. Be with us for some games coming up later this month and in the course of the season. More of our Badgers pregame coverage coming up here at the Kohl Center. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
We continue courtside of the Kohl Center alongside Charlie Wills. I'm Matt LePay. Big Ten games starting in about a half an hour. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines. Charlie, you said it a couple minutes ago that things do to dial up now with conference play. And what a matchup. Two teams, Michigan and the coaches poll, the top 25. The Badgers 11th in both the AP and the coaches poll. And both teams playing really, really well now.
Really on all levels. And two-story program. So I'm with you. I'm fully excited. I know fans in the arena are excited. This is going to be a great game.
Yeah, it starts a heck of a stretch for Wisconsin. They got Marquette in Milwaukee on Saturday. They go to Champaign next week, and they play Butler in Indianapolis. So quite a four-game block. Game one of that block beginning in a bit more than one half hour from now. In the meantime, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues in the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard, opening night of the Big Ten. It's quite a stretch. You're one game at a time. We'll worry about Marquette and Illinois and Butler later, but jumping back in, I guess you go from one team that's trying to build something to a Michigan team with a lot of experience, a lot of newcomers, but a ton of experience.
Yeah, they do. I mean, you doesn't take you long when you turn on the tape to see, you know, how what they're trying to accomplish, how well they've done it so far this year. You know, and obviously you mentioned a lot of experience, although it maybe hasn't been at Michigan per se with the transfers that have come in, but you can just tell what they are trying to accomplish. They're very organized. You can tell the system they're trying to run. Both ends of the floor have been really impressive to watch so far, and you know, it's going to be another great test for us.
Early returns are, it's clicked well for them. Early returns are, it's clicking well for you guys with newcomers and even your returning guys with new roles. I know it's early, but
imagine you're pretty pleased with how this, you know, the chemistry with this team, how it's developed in relatively short order.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, a large part of our success has been the chemistry and the togetherness this group has shown and how fast they've come together. And obviously we had the off season June, July, and August to kind of kickstart that a little bit. But they've, you never know until you get into games and minutes are being divvied up, so to speak, and roles are being established. But this group has really stayed the course, you know, through the first month, so to speak, of playing how we need to play. And we got to get a lot better in some areas, but the togetherness, I think, has really helped put us in this position.
It's been interesting to watch your team because you do have older guys, and you've had tense moments, big stages, you know, obviously Pitt and Arizona. I was talking to John Blackwell, sophomore, and his demeanor seems to be really good, even when the waters get choppy, if things aren't clicking. He just seems like he has a little, there's an intensity to him, but a calmness as well.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, we saw that last year, you know, as a freshman. I felt he was wise beyond his years in terms of just how he saw the game, how he thought the game, and quite frankly, how he plays, because you're right, he doesn't have a lot of peaks and valleys, so to speak. He's pretty steady. You know, and I think as he's grown into this role where he's starting for us now and a primary ball handler, you know, he usually gets a really tough perimeter assignment defensively. He's just stayed the course, and he stayed consistent, and I think you know, you look three kid that's 3 or 4 years older than him, John Tanjay, and how he plays, very similar. Just steady and consistent is what they're both all about.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Greg Gard. Pregame show presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff. The grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great. But for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, Wisconsin Men's Hockey is hosting the 7th annual Teddy Toss presented by BMO on Friday, December 6th. They'll face off against Michigan State. Be part of our holiday tradition by bringing a new teddy bear to throw on the ice in support of Toys for Tots. So don't miss out on a fun-filled weekend at the Kohl Center. For more information on the Badger Men's Hockey Teddy Toss presented by BMO and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Mentioned a lot of newcomers on this Michigan roster, but one of them is someone you guys are familiar with, Roddy Gale. Has his role, have you seen a difference in what they're asking of him at Michigan as opposed to what he was doing at Ohio State?
I think a lot of the same things. You know, he's always been known as a scorer. I think the thing with him that jumps out is the experience and the maturity, you know, that he's able to gather at Ohio State. And I don't talk about switching colors. That's
that's a severe move in the portal.
That's
there.
A 180 right there. But I think just his maturity is what you've seen show. And you know, they got the point guard Trey Donaldson who's come in and really done a good job. Namari Bennett has been there, so he kind of knows the lay of the land, so to speak. And then the two other, you know, frontline guys, Danny Wolf and Vlad Golden, two guys that come with a lot of experience, have played a lot of basketball, and have played at a really, really high level. So it's those pieces have fit really, really well together for Dusty. And, you know, he's getting nice contributions off the bench. He's playing one freshman a little bit. But the other guys off the bench are, you know, Will Cheddar was there as a holdover. Reuben Jones, we actually played against a few years ago at North Texas. So, yeah, you just have to keep looking down the roster. Oh, yeah, where's that name that sounds familiar from somewhere? And you eventually find connect the dots.
I don't know if that makes individual scouting easier. You got to dig a little deeper, but there is, you find out, it's still kind of a small world, this college basketball, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's, you know, it's, we're all separated by about one degree of separation, and there's always somebody that knows somebody that, or played against somebody somewhere. There's just, the world's a very small place in college basketball.
It's be a fun for a lot of reasons for fans to watch. Obviously, Nolan Winter is a guy who can step outside and shoot it. You mentioned Wolf. He went off in the Xavier game, but he does have a really nice touch.
I had a little flashbacks watching Frank Kaminsky, just how 7 feet, leading the break, handling it, throws some passes that you don't think can get through, and he gets them through. He's been really fun to watch. I don't know how much fun this is going to be to play against him, but you talk about a guy with size that's really skilled that, that's kind of where the game has gone in terms of really having, you know, a guy that size that's that skilled. Shoots it pretty well, but man, he really distributes and finds his teammates at a really high level.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. Coming up, a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten Report, presented by the Big Ten Network. Conference game in progress. Northwestern has rallied down double digits at one point, now leading Iowa 64-61 with a bit less than 6 minutes left in that game. Indiana out of conference, leading Sam Houston 48-36. Later tonight, this is a Big Ten game now. Washington at UCLA at Pauley Pavilion. Are you used to that yet? Talking about USC, UCLA, Oregon, Big Ten games,
still,
Charlie?
Still not used to it. Every time I flip it on and I do the Big Ten Network and they're playing, I'm like, I chose the wrong channel.
Now it truly is Big Ten After Dark. And then it used to be the old Pac-12 After Dark, Big Ten After Dark, talking football, whatever, on into basketball. Charlie, how... Every year is different, but how deep into a conference season did you feel like you could go before you really figure out who you are? Non-conference schedules will vary. You're going to get tested. You're going to have games where you're not. I mean, judgments are going to be made in December. When did you start to get a feel like, okay, this is what we have, and this is what we can make a run with?
I think you find it out pretty early. I mean, as I got older, I felt like I knew it sooner. But I feel like you know within the first couple games, because like what they've got right now, this four-game stretch, if you don't have your stuff together, you're going to figure it out quickly where you need to be. So I think it's within the first two to three games you get that flavor and you understand where you sit, what you need to improve on, or what are you dominating in and what do you just need to continue doing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. As we talked about this stretch with Marquette, obviously, Marquette has a big game tomorrow night against Iowa State, and then Illinois and Butler next week. So, again, Northwestern leads Iowa about 4.5 minutes to play now, 67-64. Tomorrow in the Big Ten, Maryland will be at Ohio State, Michigan State's at Minnesota, and Oregon at USC. That's a 9:30 Central Time tip tomorrow night.
I will be asleep.
I think I will, too. It's way, this is almost past my bedtime tonight. That is the Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We'll get Charlie's keys to tonight's game between the Badgers and the Wolverines in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Michigan in your Big Ten Conference opener. Time now to check in with Charlie Wills. What are your keys for tonight here, Charlie?
Oh, man, for the Badgers, you got to limit Michigan's transition buckets. They really like to get up, push the ball hard, and be aggressive to the lane. You have to get to the line. You're leading the nation and getting more free throws made than attempted in the nation. And then continue to be aggressive down low. Our bigs need to show up tonight with Wolf and Golden both being really aggressive in that post. I think they need to shut that down in order to be successful.
Yeah, one thing that's worth watching tonight, to your point about the free throws, Wisconsin is a +8 in free throws made per game compared to Michigan. Wisconsin gets there a lot, the best free throw shooting team in the country. Michigan doesn't get there as much, and it's just 67% from the foul line. So that's going to be something that's going to be really interesting to watch. As far as size, though, we have seen, Charlie, Wisconsin teams go against them, which always happens out of conference, teams that 6'6", 6'7", is about as tall as they go, which creates matchup challenges for Stevie and Nolan. That's not going to be the case tonight. You're going to get a lot of big on big, aren't you?
Big on big, and our guards have to be just as aggressive as they were in that Pitt game when they challenged the bigs of Pitt on that second half. You saw how they got to the line a whole lot more. I think there was almost 25 free throw attempts when they decided to go to the hole. They have to do the same thing tonight, get Michigan back up on their heels. And once you do that a little bit, now you get them less aggressive on offense and all the other things.
All right, those are your keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Quick check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running here for Wisconsin tonight as the Badgers get ready for Big Ten play. Now to the starting lineups. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for the Michigan Wolverines under the direction of first-year head coach Dusty May, who led FAU to the Final Four two seasons ago. And his team off to a 6-1 start in Ann Arbor. His starting five made up of Danny Wolf, 7-footer, a junior out of Glencoe, Illinois. He's a transfer from Yale. Wolf averaging 11 points and just shy of 10 rebounds per game. Vlad Golden, a 7-1 grad transfer from Russia, 3 years at Florida Atlantic, had a big year last year and had a big game in the Elite Eight 2 years ago to get FAU into the Final Four. Golden averaging 9 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. A three-guard lineup, Trey Donaldson runs it, 6'3 junior out of Tallahassee, Florida, spent 2 years at Auburn. Donaldson averaging 13 points and 4 assists per game. Namari Burnett, a returner for Michigan, one of five returning players, 6'5 out of Chicago, 10 points, 3 rebounds a game. And Roddy Gale, the transfer from Ohio State, 6'5 junior out of Niagara Falls, New York, averaging 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists per contest. Same five as usual for Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers. He will have Stephen Crowell, the 7-footer, averaging 8.5 points and 5.3 rebounds a game. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds a game. John Blackwell, 6'4 sophomore from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 15 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska, 23 points, 5.5 rebounds, couple of assists per contest. And Max Klesmit rounds out the starting five, 6'4 senior out of Mena, Wisconsin, 11.5 points, 3 assists per game this season. Michigan leads the all-time series 96-79. The teams have split the last four, but things turned around in this series, ironically enough, since the arrival of Bo Ryan. The Badgers going back to the 01-02 season. The Badgers are 26-14 against the Michigan Wolverines. As for Dusty May, the last 6 years at Florida Atlantic, was an assistant at Florida. He was on that staff of Mike White's in that final, Sweet 16 heartbreaker for Wisconsin, a game that the Gators won at the buzzer. May was a graduate of the university, or excuse me, a graduate of Indiana University. He was a student manager for Bob Knight in that time, which meant he was probably around when Charlie Wills and the Badgers beat Indiana in a thriller.
Times.
Yeah, a few times. But in 2000, big win to help solidify you getting into the tournament.
Absolutely. I remember that.
Yeah,
a little snapped dust. A few clipboards over there.
Yeah, a little dust up at the end of the game. It was a great, great memory for the Badgers. Not so much for Dusty May, but he's created a lot of very good memories for himself as an assistant and certainly in a very successful six-year run as the head man at Florida Atlantic. Those are your starting lineups. Stay with us. The opening tip for the Badgers in Michigan, presented by Odyssey Brands, coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Clear Field.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to Big Ten Conference play, the league opener, as the 8-0 Badgers take on the 6-1 Michigan Wolverines. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, you might as well start with one of the teams off to a real good start overall in the Michigan Wolverines. They're saying the same thing about the Badgers. Wisconsin ranked 11th in the AP and the coaches poll. Michigan checks in number 23.